Blog Talk
Radio. Yeah. Yeah. Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. We picking up the cross and taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Taking the limits off. Every day I'm living, trying to live right. Picking up my cross, it's a daily fight. Some of us in the dark, so we need light. Let's talk about his word to gain insight. Too many of us lost, though we go to church. Following traditions that no longer work. Steady passing them along as if they carry worth. Christ died for our freedom, but we still hurt. Lack of knowledge got us bonded by tradition's curse. Hopefully we last, but we ain't the first. Then we judge to make matters worse. Don't hold a grudge, cause I'm in church with a wrinkled shirt.
We picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. We picking up the cross and taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off. Do it for God, the boss. Taking our limits off. Taking our limits off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Monday. Oh, my God. April the 9th, 2018. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And I'm just a little bit I'm a little perturbed. I wasn't ready. When I'm a little bit tired, but once again, I've been got. It's all good. It's all good. Man, look, y'all, it is April the 9th, 2018. Take a Lemon's Office on the air. I'll say it again, live from your West Side studios, located here on the third floor of Kingdom Baptist Church. You coming over here? Okay. Anyway, y'all, I'm in a little shock. It's our fourth year anniversary. Hey, right? It's our fourth year anniversary. Yes, it is. 4 years. 4 years ago. 4 years ago yesterday, actually, I believe it was. 4 years ago, actually, was it the 7th or the 8th? The 8th. 4 years ago yesterday, we did our very, very first, really bad, but very first, first show. So, hey, y'all just... y'all give me a minute to get my stuff together here. I just wasn't even ready. I came in. I just sat down. I got here plenty of time to have all my other stuff set up, but I just was kind of like, okay, looking around and stuff. But anyway, y'all, we're going to have a good time today. It's our fourth year anniversary. We're going to do it like this for just a few minutes. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas, it sure was.
Happy and happy, they're both as happy as can be, celebrating merrily their happy anniversary.
And I didn't forget you, darling. Happy anniversary.
A tie with spots on it already. Just what I always needed.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now say emphatically, it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, happy. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Y'all know I'm special. Y'all know I'm special. I had to do it. 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 It is our fourth year anniversary. We're live here in the Take On Limits Off Studios. I know, I know. I had to do it just one time, just one time. I just had to.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I love that. Y'all, got, see, y'all, if y'all too, y'all might be too safe to remember the Flintstones. Y'all know some of y'all don't act like y'all don't remember stuff. Anyway, April the 9th, 2018, today's topic of conversation, we're going to have a good time today. Y'all ready for this? Yes, it's anniversary day, but look, I'm here by myself, so we ain't having all that big party stuff and all that like we normally do up in here. So, but we all good. We might be joined later by someone. I'll see how that works out in the next 90 minutes or so, or 87 minutes. But we're going to see how that works out. Anyway, we're going to have a good time today. Today's topic of conversation is this. You ready? 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders and not outsiders. 5 telltale signs that your church is geared to insiders and not outsiders. That's going to be good. I hope you're all ready for that. It's going to be a good time. If it's your first time listening, your first time watching, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's show. That will get you to my producer. She will get you over to me and you'll be live on the air. Again, if you're already listening online, meaning you've already dialed in, you got your phone up to your ear, got your Bluetooth, got your headphones, all that stuff connected, then you are good to go. Somebody already on Facebook said they watched the Flintstones last night. Well, bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. But what's wrong? Oh, you can't see the words? Is that what you're looking at? Oh, okay. Anyway, we're going to have a good time tonight, this afternoon, rather. It's going to be a good time. 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders. So if y'all are on the line, push 1, you can be a part of the show. If you want to call in and be a part of today's show, real simple, real easy to do. Area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that. You can reach us. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you all that way. Again, you can tweet the show. Real simple to do. TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all via the Twitter line. Y'all want to wish us a happy anniversary? We appreciate that on Twitter. We'll take them wherever we're going to get them. Amen. Amen. We'd love to have that happen. Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where we are right now, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to read your comments on there. That's where you can stay updated with all the news and information that has to do with Taking Limits Off Radio. We'll be right there. Amen. Amen. Then, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're on Instagram as well. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on the gram. TTLO Radio, that's where we will be. You can find us there as well. Amen. If you want to email the show, Taking the Limits Off, let me open that up too. Email the show, Taking the Limits Off. Oh, it's already open. Good. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you all for your emails. Thank you so much for those. Email the show again, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Okay, had to fix that screen. And we would love to read the email on the air. The live streams, I believe, are up and running. Looks like they are. Yes, they are. Ustream.tv. We are live right there on Ustream. Ustream.tv. You can find us on Ustream. Ustream.tv. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. You can find us there. Amen. We're also live on Facebook. Yeah, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We are live right now on the book. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You will find us live right there. Looking forward to hearing and reading you guys' comments. Y'all already got me laughing. Looking forward to reading your comments right now on Facebook. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. And then I believe we are live. Yep, there we go. Live on Instagram, TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. We're live on the gram. Taking Limits Off Radio, you can find us right there. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio Google us. That's what you do. Real easy to do. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Radio, and you can find us right there. Amen, amen, amen. I am just good to – what is this comment? Okay. And, you know, you shouldn't read people's posts while you live, because then I'd be wanting to talk about stuff, but then y'all don't know what I'm talking about, so I ain't going to do it. But, you know, you read one of the posts telling people to delete you. That means you done said something that you probably shouldn't delete me then. I don't know what I just saw. I don't know what that is. I'll read it after the show is over with. But anyway, it's a good day, good day, good day to be here, good day to be here. Look, let me just start and get this out the way real quick. Why is it snowing in Chicago right now? They didn't already cancel the Cubs game. The Cubs game, I don't know if y'all noticed, the Cubs game was scheduled for 1 o'clock today. It was the first home opener. It was the home opener for the Chicago Cubs today, and the game has been canceled. Because on the north side, it ain't snowing. Is it? It's not snowing. Is it snowing outside right now? No, it still wasn't snowing, right? No, not snowing. But it was snowing on the north side. I had the news on, and the snowflakes were falling still up north, because I guess because they're closer to the lake. I'm like, really? It is April the 9th. Why is it still snowing? Can anybody help me with that? Do I have any meteorological experts? Can we get Tracy on the line from Channel 7? Is there any meteorologist that's available that we can call and ask why it's still snowing in April in Chicago? I know it's Chicago. I know y'all going to say, it's Chicago. That's what we do. It's April the 9th. Technically, it's according to the calendar, or as they say, the farmer's almanac. It is spring. We should not be experiencing this kind of weather in April. I thought this now y'all know I'm gonna tie up a rhyme or something. Ain't it something that say April showers bring, what is it? April showers bring May flowers? Is that what it's, that's what it said? Okay. Where the snow at? Where are the April showers? I don't think they intended April flakes bring heartaches. Brings May heartaches. I don't know. Y'all know I'm bad. Right, don't make me drop 16 real quick now. I'm cold with it. Don't get it twisted. Anyway, April showers bring May flowers. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I got it. So thank y'all. Y'all on Facebook be trying to come get me quick. Some stuff I get right. A lot of stuff I know I – but some stuff I do get right. Look, don't get me started. Some stuff I will remember and get right. But, yeah, it's snowing. And then it's cold. I'm okay with the cold, but it's like it's snowing, and it's like it's ridiculous out there right now. I'm like, come on, man. Help. Look, Lord, what do we do? I guess it's like this. There's one way to look at it. You want me to pull out – you know, I've been good. I've been on this pulling the silver lining out. In 2018, I've been real good on looking at the other side. Y'all want me to share the other side with y'all real quick? I guess the other side of this is that because it's snowing and cold outside, that keeps Pookie them from shooting each other. We ain't going to shoot as much because it's 31 degrees outside right now. So we ain't liable to be shooting as much in the 31-degree weather as we would if it was a good hot 61, or warm, I should say, or cool is the better word, a cool 61, we less likely to be out there killing one another. But man, I'm tired of the cold. I am. I was literally was sitting there trying to figure out how to dress, and you still got to dress for the wintertime. And then let me tell you something. So I left out the house in time. I had my little bag packed because I was gonna take me some shoes over to the Shine King across the street. And, of course, walked out the house without the shoes. Yeah. That's how that worked. That's how that worked. I'm telling y'all, what's the stuff called? Glencoba? Is it Ginkoba? What is it called? Glencoba or Ginkoba? What is it? Whatever it is, I need that. I need that. Just like today, Parks is in Texas. I forgot he was in Texas until I saw he was in Texas, and then I still forgot he was in Texas until I asked, and then he in Texas. There you go. Even though I was told he was in Texas, but, you know, man, I don't even know what to tell y'all. Y'all just pray for the preacher. That's all I got. Just pray for the preacher. It is what it is. I can't help it. I don't know. Turmeric also works, too. Ain't that a seasoning? Is turmeric a seasoning, or is it some kind of ain't turmeric a seasoning? What you put turmeric on? Yes, don't be. You know, you can't type stuff and don't expect me. You put DNS. But ain't the season, though? Yes, no, maybe. So, well, see, well, we had a cordless mic in here. Somebody took it out of here. I should have gave you that. You could have spoke from over there. see, you can't type stuff. Because I almost read that. Anyway. It's straight up though, ain't it the seasoning? No, it is. What you put it on? On meat? What do turmeric do for the meat? Nah, okay, I need y'all to help me because I was just told turmeric go on meat. What? I'm serious. What do that do? Turmeric on the meat. Somebody help me. You know what? Y'all's doing this shaking my head stuff. I don't care about y'all shaking y'all head. I'm asking valid questions. What does turmeric, what food group, what meat group does the turmeric go on? It flavors it. Like that really told me something. See, it what? It's part of the ginger root family. I don't put ginger on nothing. So I don't want no turmeric on my meat. Now, if it's going to work on a headache or something or some memories, I'll take it. But I... Is what? It's a cooking spice. Turmeric. What's like, give me a dish that it goes on. Like, give me something that I would recognize that turmeric goes on. Give me something now. I know y'all watch the MasterChef people and the Hell's Kitchen and the Food Network. What does turmeric go on? What's the main dish that you know, like sage? Like, I know you put sage in dressing. It's used in Indian cooking? Like, what's the Indian dish? The one that's is like a soup. It's hot. I don't know. See, don't get me started. Y'all going to see how then I'm going to be done got in trouble because I'm going to say the wrong thing and then somebody going to get offended, so I ain't going to even say nothing. But I don't even know what that is. Be nice. Be nice, Pastor Dana. Chicken. Turmeric goes on baked chicken? I ain't eating your chicken. I don't want none of your chicken. Who is this? Evelyn Britton. I don't. I want none of your so would y'all substitute turmeric for lemon pepper? What does it go on? Well, seriously, okay, so it's mostly like an Indian. It's like an Indian. It's for like Indian food, like Indian spice. Is that what I'm being told? Is that where we're going with this? That's what it is? Turmeric. Okay. I'll take y'all word for it. Look, I just asked the question. I ain't trying to. Ribeye steak. Oh, curry. That's it. That's the curry. Curry. Wait, no, curry is a spice, ain't it? Ribeye steak. Why would I put that? Ain't that no? Mm-mm. No. Who is this? Key Ford. No, it's meat rubs. I'm typing just like she wrote it. It's meat rubs. I don't know what that is. I got to go to the store anyway later on today. I'm going to look at some turmeric and see what it is and see what it's used for. I'm going to have to go on my recipe dishes and see what y'all are talking about because I don't know nothing about that. But anyway, I just thought I would share that with y'all. So look, real quick. Had a great weekend over at the Ebony. Y'all know what? See, now y'all was laughing at me on Friday. Wait a minute. Let me ask a question. Did anybody find my Pentecostal tambourine I was asking y'all for? I didn't get one email. I know y'all got threatened not to email the show. But listen to me. Email the show, taking the limits off at Comcast.net. I need to know where to get me some Pentecostal.
Nope.
I can't even win on anniversary day. I can't even win on an anniversary day. This is what I'll be talking about. I just need to know where to get the Pentecostal Church of God in Christ Apostolic Holiness tambourines from. Did not now one of y'all send me nothing. I told y'all to inbox me. If y'all was scared to email because you thought that the producer was going to block you on the email, you could have inboxed me and just told me where to get me some tambourines from. Because see, what's going to happen is if I have to go get it myself, I'm probably going to get the wrong thing. And I'm going to find the biggest
tambourine I can find. Now, I asked my producer extraordinaire, knower of all things where to buy stuff from, to find me something, and she said, y'all heard her, nope. I just want to know where to get a tambourine from. Where can I get me some of them? And I need the kind that's got the glitter on the side, the shiny part, to show me what. We should have had tambourines for the anniversary, man. We could have been in here getting it. Nobody want, y'all just don't, it's just not. It's got the glitter. I should have took a picture of the tap. You know what? Where's Natalie John? Natalie, no. I'm going to get Natalie on. Where's Natalie? Natalie knows. She's over there at the Pentecostal place. She know how to get me. Them folk over there, they had tambourines. They had washboards. Can we get a washboard? You can get it with the TTLO logo on it. You know you like logos. You could get it with the TTLO logo on it. And let's go ahead and get that for us. And we could be in here with the tambourines and getting it. See, this just lets me further know that I have one job. It's just to sit behind the microphone, let y'all see me and talk. I don't get to do nothing else. I don't get to make no decisions around here. I don't get to do nothing. I just show up and just talk. That's it. I can't even get a tambourine. I think hosting a show for 4 years, I should get a tambourine. And I don't ask for much around this piece. I just ask for that every host, we should get a tambourine with our initials on it and what year we've been here on it and do it like that. That's my thinking. I think that should happen. I think we need some Pentecost. Anyway, what I was trying to tell y'all was, I tried to tell y'all that we need to go Pentecostal, Kojic, Apostolic, and Holiness for 1 week. We need to have a, whatever week the next convention is, we need to go Holiness with them. And so what I did was, on Sunday, I was down over, y'all know I'm on assignment, over at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, right? I'm over there. So Sunday service, just got love, man. Look here. I just was still full from Friday, so I just took it on with me over in there, and we just went on in over on Sunday. So I don't know about y'all, but I just went on. We just went on in and had us a good Holy Ghost time over there at the Pentecostal, church. Oh, you do. Wait a minute, Parks. You agree what? What you mean you agree? He agree all I do is host? Or he agree we need tambourines? I need some clarity on his agreement. Talking about he agree. What you agree with? He agree. You still in Texas? You agree. I agree. Oh, he agree with you. He don't agree with you. Everybody agreeing with you. Ain't nobody listening to you. I don't get to do nothing around here. I don't get to do nothing. That's all right. I'm going to start a second show. Right? And it's going to be called TTLO Pentecostal Kojic Apostolic Holiness. And then on that show, we can do whatever we want. Is that it where your producer at? I don't know. It's probably going to be bogus. But I don't know. But we're going to look. Everybody else got bogus shows on the internet. Mine's just going to be real bogus. I'm gonna have I'm gonna get Prophet Cornelius Williams to get me some of them apostolic holiness accoutrements, some drapes and some fringes, and we gonna hang some shawls up. And who with who? I don't know. I'm gonna find me some saved holiness people asking me with who. I don't know, cause y'all ain't saved. Y'all ain't holy. Cornelius, see, Parks on the washboard. He in. I know he wasn't with you. He wasn't rolling with you. He old school. He really ain't Baptist either. He Kojic Apostolic Holiness with me. I knew he was wrong. Parks, you all right with me? You all come and look here. You all right with me? Say what? I didn't need. See, he gonna get the washboard. We gonna come up in here and we gonna get it. We gonna be live on the TTLO. Do anybody know how to make? I get Mama Priscilla to make me a banner because I know Tanya ain't gonna want to do it. She don't want to participate in the holiness show. So I'm going to get somebody to make me can somebody make me a banner that says holiness is still good for it's still good to be holy. I'm just y'all just don't I just can't win. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's all good. But anyway, man, I had a great time over at Apostolic at Ebenezer Baptist Church yesterday. No, we do donations. 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 That's what we want. We want to donate. We got what's the thing called? Thank you. Cash App. Y'all can help us to start a new show. God, we are back. We are back. We are back. My. It's anniversary day, y'all. It's anniversary day. I'm in the studio taking the limits off radio Monday, April the 9th. Happy belated anniversary to us. Our anniversary actually was yesterday. Yesterday was the actual date, April the 8th. 4 years ago, yesterday, we embarked on a little journey. Called Taking the Limits Off Radio. And my brother, myself, and my brother Divine took this task to come and try to create something that really, and still to this day, I don't believe exists anywhere else, at least not on the level in which we are doing it. 4 years ago, we had a conversation after he was let go. I was just a guest. I shouldn't even say let go. After he quit, rather, we walked off of a show called, what was the name of the show? Candidly Speaking. Thank you. We were on a show called Candidly Speaking on AM 1570. Shout out to engineer over there, PJ over there, and to the host of that show,
the host of Record, Bishop Monroe Mullins. We were a part of that show. We did a – oh, great. We did a – you can put it through in a minute. We did a segment over there, had a great show. We were doing pretty well over there. We did a show. It was a little controversial. It was called Should Women Be Pastors? It was whether or not it was biblical for women to lead as pastors. That was the show that we did four and a half years ago at 1570 Radio on a show called Candidly Speaking. It was probably one of the highest rated shows ever for that show. Phone lines were blowing up over there. You know, guys know 1570 is in Chicago. It's over on 60th in Michigan. Anyway, we did this show, had a great time. But the show was a little controversial because we just asked where was the biblical precedent for it. It's not that we were saying, we never said that women could not preach. We never said that women could not teach. The only question that we were asking to spark conversation was, should women be senior pastors of churches? That was the question that was asked. And Bishop Mullins wasn't happy with the conversation. He came in on the last 3 minutes of the first show. I guess I should have loaded that, but I didn't. And hijacked the show. And then we were pretty much told to move on and let it go. But Devon made the executive decision, because Devon was the one hosting the show. He made the executive decision to go ahead and continue the conversation. So myself, Devon, and Apostle Joshua Bernard Austin were on that show that day. And that show went a little off the rails. It was great, man. We had a great time. And that day, that was our last day on the air for that show. Devon and myself sat down and decided to come up with the way that we see if we was a way to get back on air. We were going to try to get back on 1570, and we didn't. And we found this thing that we're on now called Blog Talk Radio. We started getting equipment together, and we found this room. We worked it out with the church here, Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, that we could use this room. We came in, we redecorated, we took it over, and lots of monies were spent to get the thing up and running, equipment and computers and everything else. And 4 years later, man, we still here. And we are, and I must say, it is nothing but by the grace of God and some dedicated folk that the reason that we're still here. I'll say that again. It's the grace of God and some dedicated folk that's the reason we're still here. So I am just grateful, man. I'm overjoyed that this happened. So like I said, it was myself and Devon. We still got this thing started. We didn't know what we were doing as far as keeping stuff in order. So I went and recruited one of my best buddies in the whole wide world. I went and recruited LaTanya Melton to help us with some organizational stuff to keep us organized and just to do some, do some creative things in the background for us. And she has been a part since the beginning. I think since like the, first show. That's why we brought her in on that level just to do stuff on the social media side. And then we just moved her up to the position that she deserves, which is the executive producer decision position. Ooh, I can't. I'm having a stroke. word slurring again. Brought her to the executive producer position. And along the way, man, we grew. My brother Devon was a part of the show from the beginning. And as positions and stuff changes, Devon, during the time, he became the pastor of a church. He had started his own church. So he's been here, left, been here, back, left, gone again, all that good stuff. But in the meantime, we've gained other people to be a part of the show. Michael Henderson became a part of the show. Met him via Facebook. He became a part of the show, I think, 2 years ago. 3 years ago, actually. Yeah, he became a part of the show. Then we hooked up with Angela Johnson. We hooked up with her, interviewed her actually first, interviewed her on the show, had a great time with her. Then I met my brother Cornelius Parks also via Facebook, had them on. And then now, 4 years later, they are all actually members of the TTLO family. And, man, it's just been a great ride. And the thing about it is this. It's only getting better. It's only getting better. It's only getting better. And I am just overjoyed at where we are. And it hasn't been easy. I'll say that. And I'm sure if my other people were here today, they would tell you it hasn't been easy. Well, for some of them, yes, you can. For some of them, it probably has been because they don't, you know, they only got to show up and talk. But it has been awesome, awesome time. I think my sister Angela, my twin, is on the line. Pastor Johnson.
Yay!
Twin,
happy anniversary.
You there? No. Yeah. She ain't
to
talking.
You.
What's she
happy
doing?
Happy anniversary.
Is she there?
You. Happy anniversary.
She ain't, but she ain't saying nothing. Or did we lose sound again? Let me see. We lose sound again. Let me see.
Happy anniversary.
I think we lost sound.
You,
yeah, because I'm playing
you.
Music and I can't. Y'all can hear her. I can't hear her. That means we lost sound. Okay. All right. Give me a second, Angela. Stay right there. What happened with the. Oh, wait a minute. Hopefully. I know what it is. Hold on. We ain't losing sound. I'm done. That's me. Hold on. All right. Let me try this. All right. Come on. Now put her through. All right. That was me. Angela?
Yes! Look, I was singing and y'all didn't hear me, so y'all got to hear me again. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, TTLO. Happy anniversary to you. And many more. Man, what you talking about? It ain't been easy. It ain't gonna be easy. But
look,
he has given you the wherewithal to be able to get the job done. And Dana, let me tell you something. I haven't been here for the full four, but I'm telling you, I plan on riding this train right on with you. Do you hear me? We're so excited. You know what? Everybody, we were at our church yesterday. I have to say, we were at our church yesterday. And good afternoon, everybody. I am Ed O'Hare Field, of course. If we could have been there, we would have been there. We tried to the last minute, so it starts snowing. And we're here, of course. We ain't making donuts. We're flying donuts around the world. So we're here. But we were talking at our church yesterday, and my executive producer of Once Us to Another back in the day, she says, we believe as a church that you have made one of the most awesome decisions collaborating with TTLO, Taking the Limits Off Radio. So we thumbs up. Anything y'all need us to do, we're right there. So, hey, Dana, whenever we get ready to fundraise and make sure those sponsors are in place, I'm going right back to my church folk and say, listen, this is what you said. Come on. So everybody's excited. Everybody's excited. And I think I put a post out there even as recent as yesterday or today, and I said,
yesterday,
if
right.
you're a leader, I know this is your heart, man of God, if you're a leader and you have more events, your events are equaling up to more than 50%, 75% of your year, and you're not doing anything for your community, you need to go sit down and shut down. Because, Dana, that's what you're all about. That's what drew me, one sister to another, to what you're doing. And so I'm glad to be here. Happy anniversary and to you, to Devon, to Cornelius Parks, definitely to my girl, Tanya Melton, who just knows how to gel us all together, and she does not take no for an answer.
Yeah, no, but she likes to say no about my tambourine. But Angela, I got a question, because your solo...
Okay.
Your solo sounded quite, has some holiness in it.
I thought you knew.
See? Well, look here, Angela. Let me give you a task.
Okay.
Because somebody else likes to say no.
Okay.
Do you know where we can get some tambourine?
Yep.
Yes. You know what, Dana? I'm going to look for you some tambourine. That's what.
Thank you.
I feel like the Holy Ghost prayer going on right
see?
Now.
See? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to get you some tambourine.
Look, we just but wait a minute, though. I don't need the plain tambourine. I need the tambourine.
I know you need the one that you can hear when you be boom, boom, boom.
No, but it's got to have that shiny side. You got to see the one. See, I got to get Nally. Where Nally at? Nally got a full-time job. Can we get Nally on the line?
Yeah,
I need some of them Pentecostal
teacher,
Church
right?
of Holiness.
She's an educator.
Tambourine.
Nally is an educator, right?
Yeah, I believe she works in the school system. Somebody's school
yes,
system.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
But she works somewhere doing something with some kids. Something.
Yeah. Yeah.
She work at what?
Okay,
oh, Concordia.
Take a picture.
Oh, I'm sorry. She work at Concordia. All right, I'm gonna have her take a picture.
Please.
Of the tambourine that I need.
You need to stop. Oh my God.
Somebody told me to take somebody else's tambourine here at the church, but I'm gonna say it like this: that tambourine ain't got no holiness in it. Ain't
wow.
No holiness in that tambourine. So, first
I got a question for you, Dana.
Yes, ma'am.
While we're on the air.
I'm
going to ask the question, and then I'm going to leave off, because I like watching and listening, and I like everybody else to be able to listen, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want you to share with our listeners and our viewers today where you see Taking the Limits Off Radio going in the next 12 months. What are some of the things that you would like to see as the CEO and a host of course, your own show as well, and the rest of us? Where would you like to see this station go? And were you, when you started, did you start out trying to be a station? I want to hang up, and then I want you to answer, okay?
All right, Angela, thank you.
I love
you. And don't forget to put...
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. I think she said she's going to hang up. But don't forget to push one if you stay on. Amen. That's a good question. Now, why am I feel like I'm getting interviewed? What is that? I ask the questions around here. No, this is not playing. Anyway, I ask the questions around. No, okay, so where do I see myself 12 months with the radio show, right? Where do I see myself? Okay, let me answer the questions in reverse order. Did I intend to be a radio station from the beginning? No. Divine and I strictly were just looking to have a place where we can come and talk about the real issues that are going on in the church and the real issues that are facing our communities and the lack and celebrate the churches that are doing well, whether they be big, or small, and then tell the churches who aren't and call them out for who they are. So we never started out with the thought of being a radio station. We just thought about having a little show, as people like to say, a little old show. That's what we thought we were doing from the beginning. Now, to answer your question, where do I see the station going going forward? This is what I truly believe. I believe that God has given us a platform that is much greater than what we set out to do. What does that mean? That means that I believe that in the coming year, I believe we're going to be producing more shows. So just like I am the show that you see right now. We partnered with Angela Johnson and One Sister to Another. You will soon see, once we start working out some schedules and one little other logistical thing, you will see Angela Johnson's One Sister to Another show as well, right? So we're going to start producing those shows. What I also want to do is we want to be able to produce other shows. There's a lot of pastors, unknown and known, who don't have, who may not have a platform where they can share their ministry works. And because of that, we want to be able to put them out there on display as well. I believe pastors and churches that are doing what God has called them to do should be available and able to be seen. Why do I say that? Because there's too many bogus people. Can I say bogus? That's the good word I'm going to use. There's too many bogus people who are constantly on Facebook, constantly on Instagram, constantly on Snapchat, just putting any type of mess out there. And I believe that those churches and pastors should be on display. My brother, Pastor Cornelius Parks, I saw the stuff that he was doing. That's why he's here, right? Parks is about community. That's why he's here. My sister Angela Johnson, she is about community. She is about uplifting and growing people, especially women in the church. I believe that there's too much of silence when it comes to the female perspective, when it comes to churches and leading in churches. And I believe we need leaders like my sister Angela. I believe we need that, and they need to have their platforms. And it shouldn't be issues in areas where they're restricted or where, you can do this and you can say this, but you can't say that. This radio show and now radio station will never be about that as long as I am here. Right. As long as my name is on the tax ID, Can I say it like that? As long as, because my name ain't on the show no more. That banner is coming down when we got a new banner we got coming. But my name is not on the show. It's Taking the Limits Off Radio, Taking the Limits Off Studios. However, as long as I am, as Angela like to say, a CEO of this particular show and this particular brand and studio, we will always have a place where people can speak their minds and speak them. Now, everybody ain't going to agree, right? Everybody's not going to agree. Everybody is not going to agree with what we're doing. And guess what? Nobody is looking for agreement. What we are looking for is for you to have an open ear to looking at things from a different perspective, right? Be available for conversation, right? That's all it is. That's all it is. And we're asking you all, and this is why I love our listeners so much, those of you guys who listen. And here's the deal. I wish I could actually speak to all of the listeners on the Blog Talk Radio side and have conversations with them. I know they hear me. I know they listen to me. But they're faceless. They're unknown. And I don't have the relationship with them that I have with you all on Facebook. The relationship that I have with the people on Ustream, the relationship I have with the people even on Instagram, that relationship does not exist because they're not as boisterous and they don't talk back as much. And that's fine. However, I do want to say this. Can I fix that real quick? Okay. Thank you. I had to fix the Instagram. However, I do want to say this. As long as we are, and here's the deal. We are about uplifting, right? We are about uplifting. Felicia Martin says, thank you for providing a platform for everyone, not just the church community. Right. And that's the other deal, too. And this is what I noticed. And this is why I think our show is so different from everybody else's or from anything else that's out there. This ain't a show just about church. Right. Because we talk about any and I believe we talk about things that are relevant. Right. We talk about relevant things. Yes, it is a Christian based talk show. But it is a show that also deals with relevant things. And if you're not relevant, you ain't doing nothing, right? So that's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. So answer your question. I see us expanding. I see us adding new shows. I see new people coming. I see a time where even my brother, Prophet Cornelius Williams, I would love to bring him onto the fold. And we in talks to do that, but bring him into the fold, because his conversations, Coffee with the Prophet, those things we're looking at having shows, and we want to do shows with authors of books, and then this deal too. I want to start doing a lot more remote shows. I want to start doing a lot more on location shows. I want to come to people's churches, right? I want to come to people's churches. So I want to do a lot more remote shows where I can go out and we get this thing streamlined the way we know we can, where I can pack this thing in the box. This is one of the visions I have. I can pack my show up in a box, right? And I mean get with the right equipment. Pack my show up in the box and show up at your location and do my show, right? So I can go to your church and do my show. I can come to your restaurant, because we interview everyone. Think about it. We've interviewed CEOs of restaurants. We've interviewed book authors. We've interviewed funeral home directors. We've interviewed teachers. We've interviewed educators. We've interviewed all types of people. We've interviewed everyone, pastors, apostles. We don't care. But if you're doing something that's uplifting and that's inspirational for people, then we want you here. Now, that doesn't mean that we give you a pass if you're slipping, right? We have to be fair and balanced. We have to be able to call people out when we see things not happening. So that's where I see us going. And then, you know, there's some other stuff. And Angela, we talked about this offline. Some stuff I can't mention over the air. You know, some other stuff that we have in the works that we looking and we just waiting on word to see how things are going to go. But there are some other things that are going to be huge coming down the line that you're going to see the TTLO brand on. And it's just going to be that. So we're looking for, you know, I mean, I'll say this and shout out to, is it Mac Strong? Was that his name? That did the, who did our original music? Sonny Stranger. I'm sorry, where did I get Max Strong from? Good Lord, I just make up some stuff. Sonny Stranger, who did our, you know, we're looking for that. You know, we're looking for key people to be a part of this, man. If you're a musician, if you whatever, and we look, we, and this is the thing too, we've debuted music. Matter of fact, that's something else we got to work on. We've debuted music. People who are a part of the show, we've debuted their music. We've had them on. We had, and now you know what I love about it? People have done our show. People have done our show here before they did some of the mainstream shows. Y'all do know that, right? People have done our show before they did some of the mainstream shows, right? People did our show before they went and did 1390. People did our show before they went and did Windy City Live. People did our show before they've done other stuff. So I'm excited about that, man. Look, I don't care if they what happens when they leave, if they blow up and they do all that good stuff. Angela, I agree. We got to get right. Exactly. Felicia Martin, thank you very much. Darius Cooks was on this show before he was before he was fixing y'all's credit, before he had his cookbook finished, before he had Darius Cooks TV, before all of that stuff happened, he was on this show, right? And then now that and even my twin Angela, she's interviewed Father Flager, she's interviewed Jamal Bryant. She's interviewed Bishop R.C. Blakes. She's interviewed various people, all types of authors. We've had book authors. You know, Prophet Cornelius Williams, that show is still one of our number one rated shows ever. Right? So, and that stuff to be, and that's not about bragging. It's just an amazing thing. We've had pastors, man. We've had Reggie Royal on twice, right? We had Pastor Reggie Royal on twice. We had him here. Once we had him here in studio, and then we did our show from his church, something to do with the millennials or why I quit church or why I left. I can't remember the name of that show, but we did that show. That was one of the most amazing shows ever. The audio for that show is still available if you want to catch it. The video was taken down, but the audio for that show is still available on Blog Talk. It's still there. It's amazing, man. And it's only going to get better. We're only going to continue to get better. And we do it because there is a need for it. If I didn't think there was a need for it, if I didn't think there was a place for it, and I'll say it like this, if God didn't ordain this thing, we wouldn't have made it past 6 months. Because in the first 6 months, I believe everybody a part of the show wanted to quit. I know I did. I was done. Because it was just bad. It was rough. We weren't fighting amongst ourselves, but we were just trying to figure out what we were doing wrong and how come we couldn't get stuff to work and everything else. Man, it was a struggle, but man, it was a struggle. But I said like this, I gotta preach Sunday. And there's glory in the struggle. I'm gonna say it like that. I gotta preach Sunday. There's glory in the struggle. And it is. And God will get the glory in the struggle. Felicia says, it's because TTL, I did not completely leave God forever. Wow. Wow. See, I can go home right there. Somebody can get a benediction and we can go home. Somebody can get a benediction and we can go home right there. That's real talk. That's real talk. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm sure there's so many other thank you, Felicia, for that. So many other testimonies that go unsaid and whatever. But we've had people call in. I know for a fact we've had people call in who were feeling who were going through deep-seated depression, and they spoke to myself or they spoke to Pastor Parks. We had Apostle David Rogers on. He has helped some people with home buying and all that stuff. And, I mean, anything we can do to uplift our community and to uplift our people, that's our purpose. That's our purpose. That's our purpose. And then watch this. Along the way, we have fun. We go out. We ain't been out in a while. But we have people on the show. We have special guests. I'll say this, and this ain't y'all know I don't blow smoke up nobody's behind. That ain't my folk that know me know I really don't go there. We have assembled some of the best talent that can be had on radio, internet, television, whatever you want to call it. I believe we've assembled some of the best talent, right? I believe everybody brings something different to the table. Pastor Parks, at the end of the day, some of y'all like him, some of y'all don't, some of y'all love him, some of y'all don't. That's fine, whatever. He has a heart for serving. Serving. That's it. He has a heart for service. Michael Henderson has a heart for preaching. He is a preacher's preacher. He is a preacher's preacher. That man, I was going to call him a boy, but that man has preached, has been preaching since he was 11 or 12 years old. That's just who he is. He has a heart for preaching. Angela Johnson has a heart for people, and let me say this, and uplifting women. She did it. Matter of fact, thank you. She did a show. What was the show about? Single and Saved. That was an amazing show. It was an amazing show. And you need more shows like that. There actually needs to be more segments like that. And Angela, to go back to your question, I see that, right? Look, we got a couch in here. and look, I see that too. We can move stuff around. Once I get this stuff all worked out in my head, we got cameras. We can move stuff around, whether it be in this studio or another one. We can move stuff around where we can say, you know, let's take it to the couch. You know what I'm saying? And we can have that moment where we sit back, even though we would still be live on the air on radio, but we would still be live on Facebook, still live on Ustream, still live on YouTube, all of those things. Everybody has something they can bring to the table. Even profit, coffee with the prophet. We could actually end up doing that in the coffee shop. Right? You know what I'm saying? There's so many rooms and places and things that we could do that there are no limits. The only limitations you have are the ones you put on yourself. Let me just say that. Those are the only limitations you have are the ones you put on yourself. And if you don't know nothing else about this show, just read the title of the show that you're listening to or the show that you're watching. It simply says, Taking the Limits Off. That's it. I don't believe in limits. I don't believe in limitations. I don't believe in limiting myself. I don't believe in keeping myself in somebody's perfect little box, and I check all the boxes that you like and that you prefer. Oh, I got this. I got that. Okay, great. No, because let me help you with something. Just because you check all the boxes don't mean you the right fit. Oh, let me move on. Oh, Jesus. I'm just saying, it's so much more than that. It has to be God-breathed and God-ordained. It has to be. It has to be. Because, see, when God puts something together, man can't tear up jack. And can I go a little bit further? I appreciate all of the haters and even those that are plotting today to stop what we're doing. Let me say that again. Because they keep me motivated on my game. I appreciate you. I appreciate the ones who to this day right now are seeking and trying to find out a way, something they can do to shut this down. I appreciate you. Because you know what? That's you losing nights of sleep trying to figure out how you going to stop me, and I don't think about you in the slightest. Huh? It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when you grow in God and you realize that, you know what, this ain't about nobody but him. At the end of the day, we can talk about how successful. Is this some old water in that refrigerator? We can talk, probably not. We can talk about how successful you are, or how nothing, right? Yeah, I'll take that. We can talk about how successful you are, Or how great your ministry is, or how great anything else is going in your ministry or your book or your restaurant and all that. But at the end of the day, it's about God. Angela said, I don't spend no time, no unnecessary time on worthless crap. Next. But you know what, though? But you have to call them out. You know why I said, Angela? Let me tell you why I said. Because either they're listening now or they're going to listen later. So I want them to feel appreciated, too. I want them to feel appreciated, too. You're doing your job, and you doing your job only makes me do mine better. Amen. Amen. So, look, so that's it, man. Look, it's the fourth year anniversary. We're having an amazing time. I hope y'all are, too. We're going to keep this thing going. It's 1 o'clock. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation. We're going to jump into, watch this, 5 telltale signs your church is geared towards insiders, not outsiders. That's today's conversation. It's anniversary time. We're going to keep celebrating. Come on, Flintstones. Give me some more of that song. I like it. Where is that? There it is. Be right back, y'all. CC. Hello.
Happy anniversary, pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary, but be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary, oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas. It sure was.
Happy and happy, they're both as happy as can be. Celebrating merrily their happy anniversary.
And I didn't forget you, darling. Happy anniversary.
A tie with spots on it already. Just what I always needed.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Don't Fred sound like a preacher trying to get the praise team to sit down?
Happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh,
I had a tambourine right now.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
We'll be right back, y'all. TT, hello.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
We are back. We are back. It's anniversary time, y'all. 4th year anniversary. We celebrating today. Just a little celebration. Just something. Just a little quaint celebration today. We ain't got no parties planned or nothing like that. Everybody's spread out today. A little too thin to do anything. So we gonna do something at a later date, somewhere. But you know, we'll keep y'all informed, all that good stuff. But in the meantime, we still got a show to do. So look, here's the comment. Here's the topic for today. 5 telltale signs. 5 telltale signs. Can I talk? Yes. 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders, not outsiders. 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders, not outsiders. But yeah, insiders, not outsiders. I guess I probably should have had an article open on my computer. You know, that would probably help, wouldn't it? Oh, God. Let me. That would be nice if I had. Okay, there it is over there. Open it up on this one, and somebody help me out. Can we open it over here? Praise him. Y'all. You know, I like that. That y'all know that was a quartet. When the Pentecostal quartet singing behind Fred. That's why I need a tambourine. I'm gonna get me. Cause again, I'm gonna ask the question again. Can you all please forward me a link to a store local in Chicagoland area that I can find me some Pentecostal?
Nope.
You know what? This is when, see, you get people. See, you know, about 2 years ago, certain producers, which will remain nameless. Wait a minute. No. About 2 years ago, didn't know how to push buttons and play stuff. They didn't know how to. See? But now, they're all fancy. And pushing buttons and can on and just, you know.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? But God is not pleased. But anyway, we got this good show. 5 telltale signs your church is not geared to insiders. 5 telltale signs your church is not geared to insiders. This is good. We're going to have a good conversation with this. Let me do this. Pat Hicks says, yep, the Flintstones rock and still do. Man, look, I ain't watched a good episode of the Flintstones in a minute. Oh, big shout out real quick to my sister Donna Renee Patrick, man, down in Texas. She's coming to Chicago soon, y'all. We're going to work it out. That's going to be huge. That's going to be huge because that's going to be huge. Y'all know she's I interviewed her. She interviewed me. Like, I literally did her on my show, then turned around and got off my live off my show and then went and did her show. So it was like an amazing, amazing time. She hosts a radio show in Dallas, Texas, on the Fishbowl Network, the Donna Patrick Show. She is Pat Hicks. I taught them well. Too well, Pat. Pushing buttons and can on. Too well. Anyway, but she's down in Texas. And she has a new book, right? Right, has a new book. And I guess I need to get that down on the Kindle. Yeah, I got to get that on the Kindle. And so I can get that. And so when she comes to town, because I get my questions together and we can be good to go. But she is coming to town. She's getting ready. She's setting her book tour up now. And she's coming to town soon. And when she does, we're going to make sure that she is live in studio sitting right here. Amen? Amen. But look, let's jump into this here conversation, y'all. This is good. This is good. I just had it. Where did it go? Okay. 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders, not outsiders. This is what the writer says. The writer says, and if you haven't hit the share button, you know, I shouldn't have to tell y'all. You know, see, at the Pentecostal church, you ain't got to tell the folks to praise and shout and do all that. Y'all ought to hit the share button just like you would clap your hands and lift up some hands or something. You ought to been inviting people and hitting the share button. And remember, I know who shared and who didn't. It tells me who did the sharing. Now, I do see 5 shares. Can I give shout out to the sharing people? Let me see. Is it going to tell me? Can I give some shouts out to the people who actually shared and did what they were supposed to do? Amen. Let's see. It says it's loading, but it's taking all day. Come on. Why is it taking all day to load? Okay. 5 shares. Let's see. How many? 8 shares. Oh, I can't. My stuff is delayed. Maybe if I look at it over here. Okay. I can't see it over there. Let me see where the stuff is. Who is in charge of the girls? Okay. Oh, 8 shares. Okay. There it is. All right. 8 shares. Serena Murphy. Thank you, Serena Murphy. I thought it was Serena Williams. I was going to get really excited if it was Serena Williams. Serena Murphy, God bless you. Marissa Williams, God bless you for sharing. Thank you, Kathleen Savon. Thank you. God bless you for sharing. Reggie Price, what's up, Rashad? Thank you for sharing. One of my old employees. Thank you, Rashad. I shared it. That don't count. And Shirley, his baby girl, Williams. Thank you very much. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess the other people who shared must not be my friends. Maybe that's why I can't see them. Amen, then. That's wonderful. Well, thank y'all for sharing. That's beautiful. Let's jump into it. Let's go. Conversation says this. Pretty much every church leader I talk to says they long to reach their community. He says, after all, the church is one of the only missions on the planet that exists for the sake of its non-members. He says, but there's a strange tension to which leaders are often blind. As much as they say they want to reach outsiders, their services and entire organizations are geared toward insiders. As a result, when someone they're trying to reach shows up, it's easy for them to feel like they don't fit in or like this church simply isn't for them. And most leaders simply miss the signs that this is the case. So they scratch their heads and wonder why outsiders don't flock toward their church. Interesting. He goes on to say, the truth is there is a gravitational pull inside almost every church to sacrifice the church mission by catering to church members. Ooh, somebody look at your neighbor and say, catering to church members. My Lord, help us, Jesus, today. Help us today. He says, the writer says, and while you can't ignore the needs of your members, there's a strange paradox that's true about spiritual maturity. That's good. He says the best way to become spiritually mature is to stop focusing on your needs and begin focusing on Christ and others. Some church leaders drown in the sinkhole of trying to satisfy the escalating demands of their unpleasable members while they watch the real mission go up in flames. Worse, others think they're geared to outsiders when in reality they're not, at least not really. They've given into the subtle but relentless pull of the needs of the insiders. Oh, my. He says, with all that in mind, Here are 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders, not outsiders, despite your best intentions. Let's talk for a minute about this, because I don't want people to think, that we're not saying don't look out for the people who go to your church. Absolutely. They are members. They've invested in the church. Then, yes, there should be some things that are there for them. But the goal of the church, okay, I don't know who this is, Cynthia King Bolden, no relation. I need you to stop sending me inbox messages about pray for people and pass it on. That's real annoying. I had to call. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. Don't be sending me no inbox telling me I don't love Jesus and if I don't pass this on. What the heck? Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all know my mind is bad. I got 3 computers open, plus my phone, and stuff just popping up on my screen. You know what I'm saying? I love Jesus. I ain't got to send it to nobody. Look here. I do a show 3 days a week. Sending me. Okay, all right. Whoever Cynthia King Bolden is. Right, keep it moving. Amen. I'm sorry. Had to do it. Now it's stuck on my screen. I can't get past. Okay, good. All right, now we good. Amen. So here's the deal. It's not that you don't care about your members, but the question is, once you've brought them into the fold, their focus too should not be on themselves and how much better they can look or feel or be. It should be how we can get ourselves geared up so that we can go out and attract more people to God, not to the church. To God. Right? That's what we should be doing. It ain't about your church. It's about him. It's about Jesus. Amen. All right, so let's go. So here we go. The writer says this. He says, with that in mind, he says, here are 5 telltale signs your church is geared to insiders, not outsiders. Here we go. Number 1, long announcements. Long announcements. I did it myself. Long announcements. He says, I know this is a weird one to start with, but really, how long are your announcements? He says, if they're longer than 3 minutes, you're probably geared toward insiders more than you realize. He says, the purpose of a welcome is to welcome people, not to announce 18 things. Churches often feel the tension of announcements as their church grows. If you have a church of 30 people, clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. If you have a church of 30 people, he says there's probably not much going on. But if you have a church of 300, you feel the pressure of everyone trying to get their message across. And I mean everyone trying to get their message across. He says, what about really big churches, you ask? Well, you'll likely never get to 3,000 if you don't solve the problem first. He says, why is this such a trap for smaller and mid-sized churches? Here's why. Leaders feel torn trying to please everyone, and so they cave to one more announcement syndrome because they fear the wrath of whoever they left out. Ooh, I got something to say on this. But think about it. If you're coming to church for the first time, the last thing you want to hear is a long laundry list of things you're not interested in. You want to meet Jesus or at least learn more about him. And if the welcome isn't geared toward that, you've missed the opportunity to connect to your first-time guests with their most important objective, what to do to take the next step in their journey. He says, and the answer to taking the next step is not to do 18 things. It's to do one thing. If you don't know what that one thing is, you're not geared toward outsiders. You're likely just catering to the needs and the wants of insiders. Ooh, Jesus. You know what? Let me say this, and I have to commend like I said, for you guys that don't know, Kingdom Baptist Church, which is my home church, we have a new pastor. His name is Marcus Clemens. And one of the things I had to commend him on right away was the fact that he cleaned up the announcements. Can I just tell the truth? Our announcements was a mess. Can I say that? I guess I done said it now, right? Our announcements was a mess. You had an announcement clerk who would get up and read the announcements, and then you had 5 people follow the announcement clerk. Two of them was reiterating and piggybacking and furthermoreing what was just said. I mean, my God, I am so glad. Look here, it is one person giving the announcements. That's it. You don't need no whole lot of folk up talking and saying a whole lot of stuff that can't nobody follow in the first place. Huh? I'm just, oh my God. It's just Pat Hicks, do you need a button? She said, nope. I'm just saying, you don't need no whole lot of folk giving a whole bunch of announcements. That's why so many churches have even gotten away from. A lot of churches have pre-recorded announcements, right? That means your stuff got to be in by Wednesday or Thursday so it can be produced and edited and then added to the display, and then they play that thing throughout the church. And then any additional announcement just comes from the pulpit. It's just that simple. Laura Stevens says, some have gotten comfortable not taking anything else. Wait, some have gotten, let me make sure I read what you wrote now, because I want to make, let me see, let me try this again. Some have gotten comfortable not taking anything else or outsiders into consideration. Oh, got it. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Gotten real comfortable with not even taking that into consideration. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to do a better job. And this is one of the key ones, because nobody wants to sit there and listen to someone read announcements and then hear five people come up behind them, some who have no business ever holding a microphone or talking publicly to anybody. You but don't understand but what would I be talking about? Okay, I'm just going to say nothing ever. What that mean? All right. Let me stop. That was number one. Again, we're talking about five telltale signs your church is geared toward insiders, not outsiders. Number two says this: trying to get everyone to do everything. Huh? Trying to get everyone to do everything. The writer says this: all of this leads us to the second issue insider-focused churches struggle with in their bulletin and announcements. They're trying to get everyone to do everything. The writer says, I remember when our church was at this stage. He says, we had about 400 or 500 attending, and we had a program-based church at the time. Every group was fighting for new members, so the pressure was to get people to join. The people who led each group were also convinced that their group was the best thing for people, so it deserved a prime spot. And if you left them out, they got mad because their program didn't grow. That creates this strange dynamic where you're trying to get everyone who attends your church to do everything. Look, the writer says, people can't do 20 things. They probably can do one thing or maybe two. And if you don't tell new guests what the one thing is they need to do, guess what they'll do? That's right, nothing. He says, ditto with asking regular attendees to do a lot of things. If you ask people to do 20 things, most people will do nothing. So just be clear. If you want most people at your church to do nothing, keep suggesting they do everything. Can I pause right there for a moment? You can't burn people out. You can't keep asking the same people to do everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand why that happens. Because when you're used to stuff being done, and you want, because here again, this is one of my biggest issues, and I said this, I remember during the whole, the pulpit committee conversation that I was meeting with them, and they asked us what was our biggest weaknesses, what was our strengths and weaknesses, and one of my weaknesses was wanting to do things alone. Because I don't like asking folks to do stuff, because I want stuff done. Look here, if I ask you to do stuff, I shouldn't have to come behind you and ask you again. Right? Or if you want stuff done right, and once you know people are going to do stuff right, you have a tendency to only want that person or those people to do it. When you're putting a team together, you have a tendency to keep your team small, because the minute you start going outside the team and people don't do stuff right, you don't want to work with them. Right? Because a lot of times you want to sit down at a table and say, look, here's the plan. This is what we need. Who going to do A? Who going to do B? Who going to do C? And people say, I got A, I got B, and I got C. I walk away from the meeting comfortable. But if I have the same meeting, and then we walk away from the meeting, and then I start hearing stuff about, well, I don't know who's supposed to do this. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on, chief. Right. Felicia says they need to give people terms like public office. New people, no burnout. Well, amen.
I agree. Let me go on. The writer says this. He says, as we prepare to break the 500 mark, he says, I actually led the church through a year-long rethink, which led us to shutting down most of our ministries and our Wednesday night service so that we could focus on a few key strategy steps that led to the greatest number of people, including new people, into spiritual that led the greatest number of people, including new people, into spiritual growth, serving, giving, inviting friends and groups. And he says, and we run an orientation called Next for new people and invite them to take starting point before joining a group. The goal, to find a new strategic engagement point for people that will help them find faith and grow in their faith. When it comes to leading people into transformation, simplicity is your friend. I don't want to join your group if it's complicated. And I think groups need to have a purpose. When people join your church and you just throw them in the group where you joined this day, so you in this group, and you join the group, there needs to be some, okay, and now what's the purpose? What this group do? If it's just about fundraising, then tell me that. Then I'll choose whether or not I want to participate. Because maybe I don't want to be a group that just does fundraisers. So the writer says this. He says, if you want more, there's another article that he gave about growing your churches in church engagement. Amen. That was number two. Number three, since it's already up there. Number three. I thought that was a way of telling me to move on. It's all good. Number three says this. Saved seats. I need to take a sip of this here non-sugary drink. Saved seats. The writer says this. This is a small thing that's actually a big thing. I was at a church last year where no one on the guest service team ushered me and my wife to our seats. We were just handed a bulletin and made our way down. He says, when I got to a row that looked quite open, I headed in and asked the elderly woman a few seats in whether their empty seats were taken, and she said, not yet. I had no idea what she meant, so I asked if I could sit a few over from her. She just looked at me, didn't say a word, and moved further away by two seats. Welcome to church. Wow. Woo. He says, nothing says church is for insiders quite as loudly as you can't sit in my seat or on my row or in my area. Interestingly enough, her friends did show up halfway through the service one by one. Oh, God, that sounds familiar. None of them smiled at us. They just kind of brushed past and sat even further away. No idea what that was about, but I doubt I'd go back if that was my first time. You should train your guest service team to walk people into a seat and let them do the work of cheesing off your grumpy members. Can I help somebody? I think it is an absolute must. I don't care if you got 15 empty pews. Your usher team, your hospitality team, your greeters ministry, whatever you want to call them, they ought to walk people to a seat. They ought to walk people to a seat. I just believe they ought to walk people to a seat. That's just me. I just think it's a necessity that you walk people. Let people know. Look, walk people to a seat. Let them know when people come into your church for the first time. And you know, and watch this. When you're a small church, you recognize people that aren't members. When you're a small church, you recognize people that aren't members. And you ought to say, hey, look, real quick, welcome. To the church, the bathrooms, the ladies' room is this way, men's room is this way, and you can get upstairs to the sanctuary either this way or that way. And when you get upstairs, what's a great idea? If you know that they're a visitor, give them a little packet or something when they first walk in the door downstairs. And when they get upstairs, an usher or someone will see them with the new first-time visitor packet, you know, a little tag or flag or something, and they know that they knew. And now we know we got to grab you and take you and be extra nice to you. That's a thought, huh? I know. That's doing too much. Is it? It might be. Y'all will be all right. I just think it's a necessity. Again, let me say this again. In the last few months or so, I've been to some very hospitable churches. Prophet Cornelius Williams Church, I said all along, they were extremely nice and cordial.
Pentecostal Church of Holiness. Apostle Sean Johnson and Natalie Johnson over there. Amazing, amazing, friendly people. Always greet you when you walk in the door. Ebenezer, where I've been serving at on assignment. Friendly, friendly, friendly people. I've visited some other churches. Progressive Church over on the south side, over in the Bronzeville area. Very friendly church. Apostolic Church of God. A very friendly church. So many other ones. I mean, just amazing, amazing friendly churches. Even my twins' church. Let me get the name right. Greater Love, Greater Works, International, something. Right, that's it. Greater Love, Greater Works, International Church. Very friendly church. And it's needed. People want to feel like you want me here, right? You want to feel like you want it. You want to feel like you want it. Amen? Amen. So that's absolutely necessary that you train your teams. Number four. This is good. This is good. What time is it? 1:26. We might actually be on time. Number four. It says insider speak, or as I like to call it, insider lingo. Felicia Martin said, yeah, they like the infamous singles ministries. We need to do a show about singles ministries. Do a show. Get some preachers and some pastors who have singles ministries in their church and have them come on and explain what's the goal of the thing. Because let me ask this question. And maybe some of y'all know some pastors and we can ask this question. Is the goal of the singles ministry to get the singles to get married? I think that's a valid question. Is the goal of singles ministry? I know I'm off topic. I'm going to get back on it. But is the goal of the singles ministry to get the single folk, or is it to get them to live saved? Is that what it is? I'm curious to that. What's the goal? Anyway, Renee Fowler says people don't own the seats in the house of prayer. The only seat that accompany is the seat that the Holy Spirit have. Stop holding up seats. All right, Renee Fowler. Bless you. Amen. Number four says this, insider speak. Christians often talk weird from the front and with each other. Too often we use unnecessary strange language like, this is good coffee, brother. Did somebody say that? Or I guess if you're preaching good. Do somebody say that's good coffee? I ain't never heard it. I ain't never heard nobody say, that's good coffee. Okay, let me move on. Amen, hallelujah, let's fellowship together. He says, none of this is good. Why not just talk at church the way you talk at the office or at a football game or on a Saturday by the pool? That might not be a good idea. Actually, if you talk like that, normally you probably don't get invited out too often. He says, here's what's actually at stake. If someone has to learn the code to join your church, you likely won't have too many people joining your church. Our challenge is to reduce the human barriers that keep people from Jesus, not to erect new ones. He says, and no, being weird does not mean you're being faithful. It just means you're being weird. Can I add something to that? Now, somebody said, all right, good groceries, maybe. I have heard somebody say that before. All them good groceries. I thought it was funny, though. And, you know, because I'm always hungry, I started looking around. I thought somebody was cooking. But, yeah, somebody really good groceries. I'm down for the good statements. I don't know if I agree too much with number four. Some stuff, you know, when you stand up and say, you know, we getting ready for VBS and BTU, it's stuff like that. I don't think people understand what that stuff is, or CTU or BTU. That stuff needs to be explained. But you know, if the preacher preaching, and you know, I like to holler if you're preaching, I'll tell you in a minute. Talk good now, you know, right? You know, if somebody say Reverend. R-E-V-U-N-N-N. Reverend. Or now you're talking, you know, when you're talking back to the preacher, that's different. I don't think that can be considered. But when you're sitting up talking about, BTU starts on this day and see, no, you need to explain all that. I think there's a necessary explanation when it comes to all of that. So, yeah, I don't know how much I agree with number four. But, yeah, I do. I mean, some stuff, yeah. But if you're now, if you're a first-time guest to a church, now what about this? What if you was a first-time guest at a church like, is the prophet still on? Cornelius Williams. Are you still on? I don't know if he is or not. If you go to Cornelius Williams Church for the first time and you ain't never been to a church and folks start speaking in tongues. Now, I want should there be some explanation? I'm not talking about interpreter. I'm just saying, should somebody let the people know what just happened after it's over? That's good, Doc. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I'll say that one, too. That's good, Doc. That's good right there. Or what, my favorite saying is, that'll preach. Now, that'll preach. I'll holler at the minute. You'll hear me somewhere. If you hear somebody saying that, look around. It's probably me. That's that one. I know the folk got some good sayings, though. One of my buddies, he's going to be on the show soon. Amazing, gifted singer and now author, Zachary Lavender. One of his favorite sayings is, "Oh God." If I hear that, I start looking around. I'm like, he in the room. Well, I don't know how much I agree with number four, but we're going to keep it going. Number five says, and again, we're talking, my battery running low. Oh, this laptop. Okay. Number five says, we're talking about five telltale signs your church is geared towards insiders. Number five says this: music that lacks guts. Music that lacks guts. If you're unfamiliar with a tougher talking church, it may frighten some people. Oh, God. You know what? Let me say this real quick. You know what I like about being over at Ebenezer, right? So I wasn't preaching. I was officiating Sunday. And so I was up talking or whatever. That choir over there, they talk back to you. Oh, I forgot to share my Saturday with y'all. Let me get through with this and I'll share that with y'all. Number five, music that lacks guts. The writer says this: many churches have made the move toward a more contemporary style of music, but most churches haven't moved far enough. The reason? Fear. He says, your church is too contemporary to make insiders happy, and your approach is still too dated, irrelevant, and unengaging to capture the imagination of unchurched people. He says, you've made as many changes as you think you can navigate without alienating your existing membership, but not brought about nearly enough change to really engage outsiders. As a result, you're in a no man's land. In an attempt to please everyone, you have pleased no one. A lot of leaders often compromise what they want to do because of their fear of backlash or of their core members. So we convince ourselves we're contemporary, even if we're not. We're just holding off the war over music as best we can. He says, if you think your church is contemporary, just check out the current top 40. My guess, your definition of what sounds contemporary and the average 30-year-old unchurched person understanding of what sounds contemporary are worlds apart. I'm not saying we need to sound exactly like today's top 40. I'm just saying don't fool yourself into thinking you're culturally engaged when you're nowhere near it. If your church is still feeling tension over music, he has a piece that might help you. All right, so this is it. This is good. Let me say this. I don't think you should. I have grown in a way where I believe. Here's my deal when it comes to contemporary worship. I think contemporary worship is an absolute necessity. I think contemporary worship is a need and a must. But I also believe there's nothing wrong with a good old hymn and going back to some good old choir music when done properly. Can I say that again? When done properly. I think when you do those things properly, I think there is a place for them, and I think God blesses and anoints them. I think when you sit up and you just sing old hymns just to be singing them because your mama sung them, but y'all sound a hot mess. I think when you try to sing Dr. Watts, but you don't understand what you're singing. You don't know why you're singing it other than I'm singing it just because, you know, you got that Kirk Franklin in you. I sing because I'm happy. I'm singing because I'm free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I believe in a healthy mix. I believe there is a need for all genres of gospel to be used in the church. I believe there is a need. Y'all know me. Y'all listen to the music I play on the air over here. I'll go old school gospel choir in a minute. And I know folks be like, he's still playing that same. Yes. because it resonates for me. Now, don't get me wrong. There is some contemporary worship that resonates with me. Like I told y'all, that Jonathan McReynolds and that song that, and the part that I was playing earlier, that's the part with Travis Green and Anthony Brown on it, and who's the other dude? Man, look here. I like contemporary worship too when it's meaningful, right? You know, as I like to say, when it's oily, when it's got some grease on it. Now if your worship got some grease on it, come on now, look here. Anyway, the writer says this. He says, here's some help. He says, the problem facing church leaders are real, and while they're not easy to address, they're definitely solvable. If you want a detailed account of changes churches need to make to reach the next generation, he says, you may find my book, Lasting Impact, seven powerful conversations that will help your church grow, helpful. He says, in addition, he created a video. He says, on the other hand, if your church is growing but having a hard time pushing through growth barriers, there are some other books for that as well. He says, are there any other signs that your church is geared towards insiders? This was good, y'all. I hope y'all got something out of this. This was really good. Churches should be geared toward outsiders. There's nothing wrong with having programs for your insiders. But like my sister Angela pointed out earlier today in her post and when she was on air with me earlier, if 75% of your stuff in your church is geared toward celebrating you and the inside of your church, you need to take a whole nother look at your program. It's nothing wrong with celebrating milestones. But I ask this question all the time. How much of your budget is geared toward outreach? How much of your budget is geared toward reaching people outside of the ones who call themselves members of ABC, Missionary, Kojic, Apostolic Church of God, and whatever? How much of your budget is geared toward that? Is reaching the lost? How much of that is geared toward that? Because think about this. Jesus took his ministry out to the people, and he used what was available for the people. Remember what the disciples tried to do. Master, let's send these people home because the hour is getting late, and we ain't got enough to feed them. So we only got enough, watch this, us. So let's worry about us. And Jesus said what? Go out and gather what we have and bring it to me, and I'll make it work for everybody. That's the real message behind the two fish and the five loaves of bread. That's the real message. It ain't about what we got enough for us. God says, bring it to me and let me multiply it and let me bless it and then take it and give it to the people. If you hoard it and save it for yourself, where only you and yours get to participate in it, then guess what's going to happen when it run out? When it run out, it's going to run out. Amen? Amen. Look, y'all, this has been amazing. Look, let me share something with you. I know we over time. Can I get 5 minutes? We good? Can I get five more minutes? We good? All right, we good. Okay. All right. So, look, this is what we got. So, Saturday, I forgot to tell you all this. Saturday, I had the privilege of speaking at an event on Saturday. I completely forgot to tell y'all this about this on Friday. I couldn't invite you to come. Y'all know normally anytime I'm doing something, I invite you all to come out and be a part of it. But Saturday I got to speak at the let me make sure I get this right now. At the 15th annual Illinois State Session for the Most Worshipful Lee Cross Grand Council of the Masons, right? I was asked to speak. I was the keynote speaker there this past Saturday. Y'all know my brother, my mentor, passed away in February. He was a 33rd degree Mason, as they like to call him, which I should have asked somebody. He was the illustrious Lovey G. McCurtis Jr. And he had asked me, or got that for me and asked me to speak at the event for him. And even though he passed away, they still wanted me to come out and be the keynote speaker for that event. And it was an amazing, amazing time. I really had a good time with the guys. It was fun. It was uplifting. It was fun. It was challenging. I challenged the brothers and the sisters from the Eastern Stars that were there. And people traveled, man, from New York, from Memphis, They had people there from Canada. It was an amazing, amazing time. I did not get to take pictures because I didn't know if I could or not. You know, some stuff I ain't know if I could or not. But I told them that my brother had a sword at the house, that I was going to come in wearing it, but I was scared that they might try to do something to me, you know, but I didn't do it. But anyway, it was fun time, man. So thanks, a big thank you out to them. Big shout out to Brother Skinner and Brother Thornton from the Most Worshipful Lee Cross Grand Council of the Masonic Order over there. So big shout out to them. It was an amazing time out in Northbrook, Illinois at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It was a good time, man. I really, really enjoyed them. And I like I said, it was an amazing, amazing time. So I wanted to share that with y'all. It was a good time. Anyway, look, y'all, it's time to go. I got to get up out of here. Went a little bit over time, but we did a good time. Thank you all so much for your anniversary wishes. Thank you all so much. Let me check, make sure I didn't miss no emails. Nope, didn't miss nothing. Good. Thank you all so much for that. Thank you all so much for your anniversary wishes, for your anniversary tweets, for your anniversary messages. Those of you on Ustream, those of you on Facebook, those of you on everywhere else, those of you on Blog Talk who listened in, thank you all so much. Really, really, really appreciate it. It's been a great, great time in the Lord today. Let me pray real quick. Father God, we thank you for the time we had. God, you've been awesome to us. God, thank you for 4 wonderful years. God, thank you for 4 wonderful years on these airways. God, thank you for 4 years of being in this studio. God, thank you for allowing us to be here. God, thank you for those who put their blessings upon allowing us to be here. God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for every person who plays a part in what we do. God, I thank you for all of the members of the TTLO family. God, I thank you for my brother who is no longer with us, Lovey McCurtis, and his family. God, Sister Priscilla. God, I thank you for the best producer on the planet, LaTanya Melton. God, I thank you for all of my co-hosts, Cornelius Parks, Michael Henderson. I thank you for my partner now who's a part of the family and also co-host, my twin, Angela Johnson. And I thank you for the one sister to another media organization that she has brought to be under this group. God, you have so many things that you've done for us. You have so much that you've continued to do for us. God, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as we get ready to get out of here, y'all be good. Y'all stay blessed. I am out of here. And again, if you can find that tambourine, send it to your boy. Let me know. If y'all want to buy a tambourine, that's what I'm going to do. If you want to buy a tambourine and send it to the TTLO studios in care of me, because don't put it in care of nobody else, because some people might get it and try to hide it. But if you put in care of TTLO Studios to Dana King, the address to the TTLO Studios is 301 North Central on the 3rd floor. Y'all can please send a brother a tambourine. I'm out of here. Y'all stay blessed. TC, hello. Bye.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Fred, you remember?